On an entrepreneur's journey, ambition often meets illusion, camouflaging fool's gold as success. Let's dispel five entrepreneurial myths stopping many from reaching their true potential. What's good? It's Rob Cressy, and welcome to Built for the Game. And as we speak, it's April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. And on my mind is a concept called fool's gold. And for me, it's actually inspired by the song by the Fits and the Tantrums called Fool's Gold. And with this, I want to sort of break it down in terms of the fool's gold that we as entrepreneurs often fall trapped by, and what the true gold is and how we can dispel those myths. So let's start with this. What in the world is fool's gold? Well, in the simplest term, it's people who are chasing something that is actually not the real thing, aka fool's gold. You think it's gold, but it's not. And oftentimes on the surface, you think you're doing the right thing, but the reality is you are not. This can oftentimes be superficial metrics, goals, or actions, or things that you mistakenly prioritize one over another. And this can also be what you are chasing, vanity metrics over success and fulfillment in the long term. These are things that can oftentimes distract you from creating the thing that you actually want in your life. So what I want to do is jam with five fool's golds many entrepreneurs, myself included, are blinded by, and what the true gold is that we can be seeking to help us create more of what we want in our life. Fool's gold number one, believing our self-talk when it is negative. God knows I have a full helping of this on a regular basis, and it's why I'm so fanatical about this side of things, because we spend so much time in our thoughts, and this makes you think that what you think is real. And so often our negative self-talk focuses on limitation instead of possibility, risk instead of opportunity, past failure instead of future potential. And if you're anything like me, anytime you're caught in one of those negative loops, it just keeps going over and over and over and over again. And you can feel trapped in your own thoughts here. And the fool's gold in this is believing that that reality is not only your current situation, but the one that is going to be there in the future as well. And that is not true. And it is why one of my favorite books is The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. What stands in the way becomes the way. And one of the quotes in there is, focus on the moment, not the monsters that may or may not lie ahead. And our self-talk, it'll so often fool us into believing something that is not true because of a scarcity mindset. And the true gold in this is having a process to design your powerful self-talk every single day. Because what you think creates your actions, and your actions create your results. So if you're living from your vision and you say, I want to create this in my life, all right, well, what are the actions that we're going to take? We all know about that part of it. But what is the story that we are telling ourselves that creates ourselves into being the person that takes those actions, that creates those results? And one of the things that is on the horizon, as in like the next few days, is I am opening up my entire library of resources, programs, trainings, for free for everybody. If this is something where you want to intentionally design the story you tell yourself, AKA those I am statements, hit me up on social media, rob@robcressy.com. Shoot me a DM. I'll give you early access to this for free. It's something that's foundational to everyone that I work with, as well as my own life. So let's get to number two, fool's gold. And fool's gold number two is when you wake up in the morning and the first thing that you do is you check your email or you jump on social media, and you're just sitting there in bed right now. and you're not even out of the covers, and you just pick up that phone reflexively. And the fool's gold in this is thinking that somehow jumping on email or catching up with the news of what I missed when I was sleeping is serving you and helping you accomplish more of what you want in your life. Because this is reactive by design. The second you pick up your phone, your world is now being dictated by the world. And this is something I am fanatical about protecting myself from, because at no point in the history of the world has there been more information thrown at us. Every news company, every person, everyone wants you to be on their agenda. So the second you pick up your phone and jump on social media or start looking at email, you are now on the world's agenda. God forbid we give ourselves 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour or 2 hours of designing the way that we want to start our days. And for me, one of the biggest, simplest foundational principles for entrepreneurship is audit your inputs. That's it. Good in, good out. Bad in, bad out. Reactive versus by design. For me, I believe in life by design. This includes my very first thought of the day, the first 30 seconds of the day, the first 5 minutes, the first hour. Why? Because when you can be in control of how you are designing the start to your day, great. Then you can dictate what's going to happen next. But the second that you open up that phone and allow the world to start planting those seeds, you're now on somebody else's agenda. And this is something that is a very intentional practice. And the challenge is, think about how often you have your phone either not in your pocket or outside of your arm's reach. And simply moving your phone to somewhere where you cannot touch it is the first step in making this happen. And I can tell you from experience, as somebody who doesn't go or who goes the first hour plus without my phone every single day, it is such a gift to start your day with space and intention where you can say, all right, let me be intentional about the way that I'm starting my day, because there is strategy behind it, why I am doing what I'm doing. There's very little strategy to saying, let me check my phone and see what emails I have, or let me check my phone and see what's on social media. The world is always going to be there. There is no shortage of that. Trust me. 24 hours a day, if you want to be on your phone, you can. So for me, the fool's gold is not being intentional about the first hour of your day. Fool's gold number three. And I love this one because it's a new one. AI content creation. And I'm someone who's an expert in the world of AI because I've been living in it for the last year plus. And so many people, the first thought when they see ChatGPT or AI is, oh, I'm going to create faster and more content. So we can see this on both the blog posts or short form video content. Those are the two big use cases in which people are using AI for content creation. But here's the reality, or the fool's gold, of AI content creation. It's low quality. Everybody's going to be doing it, and it lacks a heartbeat and optimization. So I'll break it down on the blog post side as well as on the video side. And let's start with the video side, because I've played with all the various AI tools that say, hey, give us a piece of long form content and we'll go chop, 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 and you'll now have 10 pieces of content. That's great. I'm glad that they could repurpose this. And the fallacy is that more is always better. The problem is, if you're creating short form video content, we know the most important part of video content is the first 3 seconds. By design, these AI platforms are not optimized for the first 3 seconds. So think of it this way. If you are going to say, I'm going to scale my Instagram account and I'm going to use short form video, I'm going to use Reels, what would you do? You would design a hook in the very first 3 seconds for every single one of those videos. Why? Hey, here are 3 tips for being overwhelmed. You want to capture that person's attention right away. AI video chop up does not capture their attention right away. The goal is more. And right now the technology just isn't there to say, hey, let me find the hooks. Yeah, Rob, but it can get like 75 or 80%. But here's the thing. We want 100 out of 100 because there is going to be someone, myself and many of the people that I get down with, where we are going to design the hooks into every single piece of video content that we do. Why? This is optimization 101. And you can sit there and you can look at your Instagram reel videos and the views. And you can say, all right, well, how's it doing? For many people, they're sitting there with 52 or 117 or 212 views over and over and over and over again in their videos. And they'll complain, it's the algorithm's problem. It's the algorithm's fault. No, the algorithm goes based on human consumption. So people just aren't watching your videos. They're scrolling right past them because you're not designing the first 3 seconds of your video. Moving this thing over to the blog post side of things, of course, marketers, you give us ChatGPT, the first thing we say is, man, I'm going to create a million blog posts. I'm going to SEO optimize these. I'm going to be number one on Google for everything that I do. The reality is, we didn't know a year ago that we could read AI content, but now you see the words crafted, delves, supercharged, tapestry, boom, just like that, you can see AI content. And think about yourself when you consume AI content and you know it. You're like, there's missing a heartbeat. For me, the true goal in this is using ChatGPT as a world-class editor, aka a creative assistant, not as the writer for everything. And when you can take this contrarian approach to the way the rest of the world is going to do it, this is what's going to win. Because for me, I'm going to be going all in on human interaction and engagement when the rest of the world is going to be going by automation and AI. I get where it can live, but it's a subtle nuance right there. All right, number four, fool's gold for entrepreneurs, perfection. Anytime I hear someone say, I'm a perfectionist, I feel sorry for them because perfection is the enemy of greatness. Done is better than perfect. Because perfection is not a realistic standard. Perfection slows people down. And I've seen it time and time again, especially when I help people launch podcasts where, I got to do more. It can be better. Listen, the time for you to improve is once the things are launched. So many people never actually launch the thing that they want to because they think it needs to be better. It needs to be perfect. And there's the startup or VC quote that if you're not embarrassed by your MVP, then you've waited too long. And this is a muscle where you learn to create and then improve. I'm someone who believes by learning by doing. I'm just going to keep on going because perfection to me is not about the outcome. It is about the process. So my podcasting program, One Perfect Podcast, is all about the process that you follow. Do this. There's what? 10 steps in the process that you're going to do. That is easy to understand what perfection looks like, but the standard of the outcome, that is completely unrealistic. And oh, by the way, anybody trying to tell you that, oh, perfection, that's actually the highest level. No, to me, that is the absolute lowest level. And the last thing here for me, fool's gold number five, notifications on your phone. I have no notifications on my phone because the most important thing for me is my own attention. That what I love, focus, flow. I'm very intentional about auditing my inputs. Why in the world do I need notifications from anything or anyone? Because that will take me out of being present. And in the name of entrepreneurship, we are constantly growing. And there are new competitors, there are new challenges. There's ourselves, there's outside influences. And you're telling me you're going to win by being distracted? Not me. Well, I'll put it this way. Apparently, I am not great enough to be able to be distracted and still win. So fool's gold for me is everybody who thinks that all these notifications are serving them and helping them create more of what they want in their life faster. Just because it's an option on the phone and just because the rest of the world does it does not mean it's the right way. And I'm very fanatical about this because I have big dreams and goals. I want to do a lot in life that I love to do. And you know what? Getting notifications from Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and LinkedIn and my email and my text messages and news outlets and all that stuff. No, that is not the recipe for success. So on this April Fool's Day, I encourage you to audit yourself and say, where are you falling into the trap of fool's gold in all areas of your life? Where do you believe something is gold, but the reality might not be that it is? And take a deep look on this because it's not easy. God knows, once again, so many of these things I have failed at myself, certainly the negative self-talk, but at least I'm aware of it and I've got systems and processes in place to help design that in the right area. I'm here to be a champion for you and all that you do. Once again, I'm going to be dropping something incredible from a resources standpoint for any high-performing entrepreneurs who want to be their best in all areas of their life. Hit me up on social media at Rob Cressy. Say, Rob, I would love access to your program. I'll give it to you for free. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.